It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. We're going to get an update next on an island nation that's adrift in a sea of debt. It became clear over the weekend that most people in Iceland do not see why they should pay foreigners for the mistakes of a few of their bankers. More than 90% of Icelanders voted no in Saturday's referendum on whether to pay back the governments of the United Kingdom and the Netherlands. NPR's Rob Gifford reports on resentment in Iceland's capital.
Traditional Icelandic songs are pumping out of a loudspeaker by the lake in the center of Reykjavik. And Ludvig Ludvigsson is standing on the back of a truck taking bids in a fake open-air auction for one of the finest villas in front of him. The mansion belongs to the man who owned Icesave, the bank whose crash brought Iceland to its knees. Some in the small crowd make bids for the house behind them, and Ludvigsson closes the deal finally with the knock of a hammer. It's all symbolic, he says, sheltering under an umbrella from the freezing Icelandic rain. He's just trying to make a point.
We are selling this house. This is a little payment for the nation. He put all those debts on the Icelandic nation. We want people to point their fingers to those criminals.
Ludvigsson heads off to vote in the referendum, saying he will vote no. In the end, 93% of people opposed the payback plan, which the government had approved last year. The referendum, which constitutionally had to take place when the president of Iceland, to everyone's surprise, rejected the payback plan, has proved a lightning rod for all sorts of grievances, says Silja Ómarsdóttir of the University of Iceland.
Icelanders feel like they've been bullied. They've been forced into an impossible situation. And they look at it as like, why is the debt of private corporation being socialized? Why is the public being made to pay for the mistakes of private corporations?
And that's the sticking point. The Icelandic taxpayer is being asked to compensate foreign savers in Britain and the Netherlands. The banking sector of this island of just 330,000 people expanded faster than the regulatory framework it needed. So when Icesave went belly up in 2008, the Icelandic government's deposit insurance scheme couldn't cover the losses abroad, putting the Icelandic taxpayer on the hook for $5 billion. Somebody did the math recently, and it worked out at $135 per Icelander per month for the next 8 years. So the normally peaceful Icelanders have taken to the streets. On Saturday, Björn Haraldsson was out with his wife and about 1,000 others protesting the terms of the payback.
The Icelanders, they pay their bills and always have, but when you get a false one, you have to think about it twice, because such bills should be meant to banks, not to individual people in the street.
Independent observers say that Icelanders may be pleased they've made their point, but it's something of a Pyrrhic victory. In the end, in spite of the referendum, they will have to pay. The government is now trying to negotiate better terms of repayment. Meanwhile, the Icelandic economy shrank by 7% last year and is expected to shrink by 3% this year. Iceland's hope for membership of the European Union could also be in jeopardy. And as if that weren't all enough, the IMF has said the country's much-needed loans cannot go through until the Icesave compensation is resolved. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Reykjavik.